Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I really admire people who go out into the world to make a difference. And we are so lucky, Andrea. We have Generation XL founder Gary Marino. He's an author, activist, filmmaker, and media spokesman. He also has an award-winning documentary, Million Calorie March. Hi, Gary.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to have you on the show. I've had the honor of meeting you and speaking with you before, and I love your film. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your struggle with weight, and why you did this Million Calorie March and made an awesome film about it?
Oh, no, listen, enough about me, ladies. Let's talk about Carol Alt and all the supermodels.
Isn't she the prettiest? I always thought she was the prettiest.
Don't you think her and I would make some great art together? No, Million Calorie March, I'm really proud of it. I'm a producer by trade. I produce multimedia live shows, content development, and campaigns for healthcare companies. And this film is a really personal one for me. It's the only one I've ever made, and I really wanted to make a contribution to the obesity situation out there by creating the film I would have liked to have seen when I was, 13 years old and struggling with my weight, and when I was 35 years old and 400 pounds and in denial and struggling with sleep apnea. You know, it seemed like my entire life people always gave me books and medical films, these sort of dry health films, and nothing ever really held my attention. So it was really a cool experience. I filtered the whole filmmaking process through the eyes of what would have held little Gary's attention and what would have held, grown-up Gary's attention, and what would I like to see in an obesity film. Because let's be honest, ladies, when was the last time you were all out to see a good obesity film?
Well, actually, funny that you asked. My son loves these kinds of films, so kudos to you for doing it and educating, because I think the important thing, too, is, like you had said, the child and the adult, and I think that this films like yours would have a big impact in children as well.
Exactly, yeah. The kids really do gravitate to it. Really, though, the target audience for the film is parents, obviously, or anybody who's ever struggled with their weight. We also work to make it a good standalone film, a standalone story. That's sort of the road trip aspect of it, hoping that, you'll be able to hook people who never really had a lot of interest in health or obesity. Maybe they'll be educated and inspired and motivated through the story of this crazy walk from Florida to Boston. And so far, the reviews have been so positive, and the audiences at the screenings have been really positive. We feel like we kind of cracked the code and created a product that is almost for a mainstream audience,
Oh, yeah. I want to go back, Gary, to something you said about people handing you books and trying to get you motivated. What finally did it for you that made you switch and go, okay, it's time for me to make a change?
Everybody asks me that question, and unfortunately, there's not a quick, everybody wants to know what was the moment, that you had that hit that inner button. It's more complex than that. It wasn't one moment. It was a series of moments. But certainly getting up to 397 pounds, or as I like to say, a Super Bowl party away from 400.
Wow.
I was diagnosed with sleep apnea, which at the time was not as well known as it is, and I was very put off at the idea I had eaten my way into some kind of bizarre sleep disorder. A bunch of different factors like that. My mom died in 1999 from a brain tumor, and I sort of made her a promise before she left that I would take this on and focus on it. So it was a series of epiphanies. And most importantly, really just embracing it and researching the obesity epidemic. You see, I think when you're caught up in something, it's important to research the epidemic itself. And I spent more days at the self-help section at Barnes & Noble, reading all kinds of good books about the weight situation in this country and in this world. And that process of research, and it not only educated me, but really helped push my inner button. So it was a series of epiphanies that kind of turned me around.
Can you share some of the, you know, some of the strategies that you use to lose the weight?
Absolutely, yeah, sure. I got a really good therapist who specializes in addictive disorders and emotional eating,
great.
And I moved her right into my house.
And are you married to her now?
Just wanted to make sure you were still listening, that's all. No, I did. I got a great therapist, began to work on the psychological aspects of it. I got a great fitness trainer, you know, who worked me out in the gym. And as I said, spent a lot of time, at the local bookstore really researching this. I don't think my approach was incredibly unique. It was just the therapeutic process of taking this on and really embracing it and learning about it. And it wasn't quick for me. I lost 150 pounds over the course of 3 or 4 years. It was not a fast process for me. But the change in my brain was pretty quick. I'll say that.
Oh, I bet. Tell us a little bit about what we would see in the film for people who haven't seen. People should see it, by the way. It's great.
Thank you. Well, you know, in the process of researching the obesity epidemic and working on my own issue, I got very passionate about this problem and wanted to make a contribution. I'm a big believer that, you know, what's the sense of going through something like this? Any disease, if you can't take what you've learned and try to put it out there, I know it sounds cliche, but help other people who are caught up in it, and especially the kids. Awful lot of little Gary's walking around out there these days.
Mm-hmm.
So
right. At
the time, and this is going back to 2003, healthcare professionals in this country were calling for major, media campaigns to help raise awareness of obesity and awareness for solutions. And if you think about it, if you go back just a decade ago, you know, there wasn't the Biggest Loser. There weren't all the health campaigns you see. There wasn't all the wellness efforts out there. This was before all that. The problem was there, and there were plenty in the weight loss industry making plenty of quick bucks off of it. But they really weren't the campaigns and the PSAs and all the great efforts you see out there these days. So my contribution was I wanted to do the first ever cross-country weight loss walk for obesity, and I did that. Shock and awe campaign in 2004 called the Million Calorie March. And that is what the film is about. It's about that grassroots campaign, me and my band of idiot road crew out there, you know, on the streets of America, walking Florida to Boston and trying to talk to people about health and wellness. The film is, it's a road trip story. It's somewhat comedic. I wanted to make it a good standalone film, like I said, but it's also fused with plenty of education. You know, we talked to people and interviewed people right up the Eastern Seaboard. So it really follows that campaign. You really meet America in this film, and you'll hear their thoughts on weight loss and obesity and things like that. What you don't see in the film is that we went on to do other campaigns, bigger campaigns. Some major healthcare companies got behind us. And, that's really the work that I think I'm most proud of, the work that we've done in the years.
Well, it sounds like amazing. I mean, we only have about maybe 40 seconds left. Can you tell us, how could people find your film if they want to order it? Is it available online?
It is. It's it's available on our website, milliontheCaloriemarch.com. That's if you want a hard copy DVD. Or you can look at it now on right on your computer for download on chill.com. That's C-H-I-L-L, chill.com.
Thank you, Gary. It was very informative, and you're very inspiring. And I think anything that we could do to help the obesity epidemic in our country is deserves a reward. So congrats. Thank you for being on our show today. Until
you're
next
doing
time,
all the good
stay
work
connected.
You guys are doing.
Thank you. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.